Give your pet the best medical care possible, which pays up to 90% of your vet bill. Get your free quote now at drjoypets.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
And the other number to call is 877-807-4048. My name is Michael Harrison. If you're just joining us, I have been hosting the Dr. Joy Brown Show through a series of three tribute shows that we have put together, and this is the third of three. The first one on Friday was basically a parade of people that she knew very well in the radio industry. Some marvelous people were with us. People on the air, people behind the scenes. Yesterday, we began 2 days of telephone tributes to Dr. Joy from listeners. And that's why I'm heavily telling you the number at 877-807-4048. And we've been talking with some very, very nice people. It has been cathartic and therapeutic and all kinds of icks that indicate processing information to just make yourself feel less burdened. It lightens the spirit a little bit. It lightens the heart when you share feelings. I guess that's what the whole idea of the psychology call-in show was about. I hate talking in the past tense. There are very fine psychology call-in shows on the air. I'm not disparaging any of them, but Dr. Joy Brown stood as a giant among those that still do it, perhaps the only one that had a national reputation, was famous, and universally respected for being a person of goodwill and having the academic training, the facts, and the integrity to stand behind it. I speak not as an expert on psychology. I speak as an expert on media, which I am. And that program, and this really tears me up inside, beside the fact that Joy and I were very good friends and colleagues. But it tears me up inside that this genre of radio was on its last legs anyway with a great practitioner as Dr. Joy Brown. And now with her passing, and in such an untimely, shocking way, it's a loss in terms of popular culture. These types of programs served a purpose. And I think in these times in which we live, anything that can lighten the load on the average person, because that's what everything that we call humanity comes down to, are individual people. What else is it? What else really is it if it isn't just individuals like you, individuals like me, Bernadette, who is sitting next to me? Collectively, we take on this giant mass consciousness, and we have religions, and we have nations, and we have sports team fandoms, and we have all kinds of group things. But when it comes down to, on the cellular level, humanity is just individual people sitting within their own skins, fearful, worried, questioning, insecure, uncertain, and groping their way through the dark. And it makes it a lot easier when you know you're not alone. And it makes it even easier than that when you know not only you're not alone, but those around you are okay. That you know, you're not alone. The good news is you're not alone. The bad news is you're surrounded by a pack of wolves. You know, no, you're surrounded by a pack of very caring, loving people. And I believe Bernadette. I as much as I complain, you know, what the heck's happening to our country and what the heck is happening to the human race and people are stupid and, you know, and blah, 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 all the things we say, that when you look at society and you look at the way things go and you look at the way people rise to the occasion and when you look at how things work well in the face of how poorly things could go and how bad things could be, I think most people are inherently good and most things are of goodwill. Most organizations, most operations, most functions, and most people are good. I believe that. Can you imagine what a hell we would be living on or living in if most people were bad? Am I being too simplistic?
I'm also reminded that sometimes, too, you have to operate with faith that sometimes you're not in charge and you just have to let the world happen. Mm-hmm. Just let it happen.
Right. Well, that is that's a philosophy that is reflected in many, many religions and many, many philosophies. I guess that's the word. You go with the flow. As a matter of fact, the ancient Chinese religion of Taoism, or Tao, depending on how you pronounce it, is based on the fact that the energy of the universe is a flow, that it just flows like water, and that you want to swim against the tide, or do you want to swim with the tide? And if you have that feeling of which way the tide is going, you are ahead of the game. Doesn't mean you can go in the wrong direction. You can swim poorly, or you could swim with evil intent, but if you're swimming with the tide, if you got a good start on things, there's a natural flow to the universe. I used to talk to Joy about this kind of stuff all the time, and we disagreed in some areas. I'll tell you where we had some severe disagreements. Not severe where we would hit each other over the head, but basic disagreements. And I think that this particular way of looking at the universe separates half of humanity from the other half. And I'm saying half figuratively. I haven't measured it precisely. But some people believe things just happen because they happen. It's the scientific point of view. Joy was very scientific. She kind of scoffed at me when I would get a little spiritual with her. You know, science. There's a cut and dried reason for everything. There's a scientific explanation for all phenomena. That whatever happens, even if it seems mystical, even if it seems inexplicable, there is a scientific basis for it. My view with her in that conversation was maybe not necessarily all the way down as deep as you go. Maybe somewhere there's a question as to what's the cause of things. What is the, you know, that great director in the sky planning for us, that is there a cause and effect that can be hooked into and understood? And we disagreed on that to a certain degree, both at least acknowledging that neither of us could be sure that we were totally right. And as long as you understand that, it's okay. It's when you're absolutely certain, oh, this is the only way. I am right. You are wrong. And not only am I right, but you should believe what I believe. That's when you get into a lot of trouble. Forgive me for ranting. Our telephone number is 877-807-4048. You know what I really enjoyed, Bernadette, the caller we had earlier who was talking about Woodstock and how Joy Brown once said that when you talk to people, everybody says that you meet who is old enough to have been there says that they were at Woodstock. That if everybody who claims to have been at Woodstock was at Woodstock, there would have been 500 million people. There would have been more people there than there are people who live in the United States of America. And I guess there was a bit of truth to that. And my response to, I believe it was Anna Marie in Pennsylvania who went to Woodstock and stayed in a motel. She went first class. It's just, if you have to do it, that's the way to do it. Fly in a helicopter, stay in a hotel, get the heck out of there. But that it was the movie that came out 1 year later that lent glamour to what was really a pretty horrendous experience. And I guess back to the media stuff that I talk about, there's a lesson in that, and that is media can make things larger than life. Things that we depict in movies, books, stories, radio can make things that really are mundane or bad larger than life. It's important to keep a handle on that. 877-807-4048. Let me hear from you. I'm Michael Harrison on the Dr. Joy Brown Show.
connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Think you're fat? You might just be bloated. Find out by calling now for a free trial of Nubiotics, the new breakthrough that flattens bloated bellies fast. For a free trial, call 1-800-990-1243. Strict limit of one per household.
I used to be plagued by pot belly and constant bloating. After taking Nubiotics, my belly flattened and continues to get flatter. My sense of bloating and discomfort is gone.
If you've got a big belly, you might not be fat. You might just be bloated. Nubiotics is scientifically formulated with natural ingredients to flatten bloated bellies fast by cleansing pounds of rotting food and toxic sludge from your body. It even combats periodic heartburn and acid reflux. If your belly flattening results are too dramatic, simply reduce use to every other day. Think you might be bloated? See how much flatter Nubiotics makes your belly. But hurry, call now for details while we're still giving it away for free. 1-800-990-1243. That's 1-800-990-1243. 1-800-990-1243.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Introducing the fastest growing digital currency company in the world, OneLife. With over 2.1 million members, OneCoin is becoming the most powerful force in digital currency. It reached over $1 billion in revenue in its first year. No other company has accomplished such an impressive feat. Now you can achieve financial independence with the strength of OneLife. Find out how to build your financial dreams. 877-933-4747. 877-933-4747. Dedicated to helping you create financial abundance.
Attention, investors saving for retirement. What if you could store your IRA or 401k where you can see, touch, and hold it in your hands in the form of physical gold and silver coins? You know you can't do that with your stocks. With the Augusta Gold and Silver IRA, you can transfer retirement savings into physical coins and store them where you can actually hold them in your hands, where you can get your gold fast in a disaster. Augusta Precious Metals offers free shipping, zero management fees, and Augusta pays all upfront costs. Getting started is absolutely free, so call today, 855-222-5857, rated A+ with the Better Business Bureau. Augusta Precious Metals enjoys a 98% 5-star customer satisfaction rating with TrustLink.org. Trust Augusta. Call toll-free, 855-222-5857 now for your free guide to Augusta Gold IRAs. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857.
Are the answers to your present and future hidden in your past? Akashic readings help you learn to unlock the answers for love, finances, weight loss, self-esteem, confusion, grief and loss, and more. Akashic email readings by Dr. Kelly Maroon, Ph.D. are specially priced right now. Learn more at Dr. Kelly Maroon's website, akashicuniversal.com, spelled AKASHICUniversal.com. Change your life today. Become one with your true path with intention on purpose. Visit akashicuniversal.com.
Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
It is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. I'm Michael Harrison. I'm joined by my wife, Bernadette Duncan, and we're paying tribute to Dr. Joy. We're paying tribute to Dr. Joy's audience and listeners. We're telling stories, and we're talking about subjects that she would talk about on the air and perhaps that she wouldn't talk about on the air. Not that she wouldn't enjoy them, but She, as I mentioned a number of times, was very true to the tracks of the program based upon clinical psychology and her reputation. and responsibilities as a practicing licensed psychologist. David in Connecticut, you're on the radio.
Hi, Michael Burdett.
Yes.
How are you?
Very well, thank you.
Good, good. I put it on my calendar to make a special point to call in today because I knew you were doing this. And I'm actually calling from my psychotherapy practice in Connecticut. And, you know, Dr. Joy was such an inspiration to me. I mean, I've been fortunate enough to meet her a couple of times over the years, and I actually have a picture of the two of us that I'm going to get printed and put in a little frame in my office. That I, you know, she really, you know, I'm blessed with a very fancy education as a therapist, but I tell you, I learned so much from Dr. Joy starting many years before I ever thought about being a therapist. And, you know, I've already referenced her two times today.
In terms of your work with patients?
Yeah, just, you know, saying things that I know she would say. She worked in a very similar kind of behavioral framework. And so I'm a cognitive behavioral therapist. And just that practical look at people's behavior, what is that telling you sort of approach. You know, I actually told her, well, I told her one time that I give her credit. I say, if I use one of your lines, like stupid and cheerful, you know, I said, I credit you every time I do it. And, you know, she was such a generous person. She told me, you know, you don't have to do that. But I told her I insisted, and I still do.
How interesting.
I still reference her.
Yeah, you know, I guess being on the radio, you cannot expect to maintain your intellectual property, so to speak.
Yeah.
On one level, it is a giant exercise in ego expression. On another level, it's giving it all away for free. Not that she wasn't paid, but a lot of you know, people are very protective about that was my idea, or how dare you plagiarize me.
And that was not her, Michael. That was not her. And I tell you, the last time I spoke with her, I actually called in the show. I didn't think about this until just now, but the last time I said anything to her, I called her. And I talked to her about a problem that somebody in my family is having, because, you know, I can help other people with their problems. It's very hard for me to be objective about people I'm emotionally attached to. And when I called her, I told her, you know, I'm calling you in for my regular supervision. And she just laughed, because, you know, in psychology, you have a supervisor. That's the person you come to when you can't solve a problem. And I'm a professional supervisor for other people, but Dr. Joy was my supervisor more times than not when I talked to her about my issues.
And she gave that away, too, for free.
When you look at
the bill of all the hundreds and millions of people that were served, she basically worked for nothing. And in terms of that, and I'm saying that to be humorous, of course, I certainly think that she was very, very wealthy in terms of the love and the appreciation and the good work and the satisfaction that comes with that she did.
Yeah.
Bernadette has been chomping at the bit here to say something to you. Bernadette?
Well, one of Joy's favorite sayings to me was, the meaning of life is to find your gift, and the purpose of life is to give it away.
That's great.
You know,
how nice.
So David, what is, for the sake of all of our education, what is a cognitive behavioral psychologist? Where does that fit within the spectrum of psychology?
So it's the idea that my thoughts make me feel a certain way and my feelings make me behave in a certain way. So we always go back to the thought, is what you're thinking about a situation accurate? And I try to help my clients see things as accurately as possible. And, you know, we're understanding that we all have prejudices and we all have preconceptions. But how accurate can we be in our thought? And if I'm seeing things as clearly as possible, then my choices are going to be more appropriate choices.
That sounds very obvious, and yet it is quite complex. I mean, we never really know the accuracy of our perception. You know, is what I'm seeing and what I'm hearing really happening? Is this really the way it is? That's one. Two is, I find, and again, I'm not a psychologist, but I do have a mind, so I guess I'm a practicing thinker. So I know what it is to have all of these neuroses. I find that a lot of times people, including myself, we lie to ourselves. Then we tell people what we believe is the truth, but we've lied to ourselves. We probably would pass a lie detector test because we think we're talking about the truth because we actually believe ourselves. And that gets into ego. I think the ego is the part of the mind that lies to us the most.
Does that make sense?
Yes, absolutely.
Absolutely.
Were you inspired to take up psychology as a profession by Dr. Joy Brown?
You know, it's a little bit of where I was born and a little bit about what my parents did and a little bit of watching Bob Newhart and a little bit of listening to Dr. Joy, all kind of combined together.
I have one other question for you. Is it true that to get a degree in psychology or as a therapist that you have to go through therapy yourself?
They prefer it. And let me tell you, I think that it's definitely important. I think it's really important. Therapy changed my life. So I think it's pretty crucial. That self-awareness is vital. And I've got a client in my waiting room, but I just wanted to tell you one other thing.
I love it. I'm being told I gotta go. Go ahead.
I'm rushing off. I'm going to a podcast workshop tomorrow night because, Dr. Joy's been whispering in my ear for a long time and, I'm going to get out there. So keep your ears open for me.
I want you to go to the website talkers.com. Mm-hmm. We could be of great help to you. I publish the trade magazine in Talk Media, and podcasting is what we're about. So check that out, and you can always email me at michael@talkers.com. I'd like to follow your career, David. Thank you very much for the call.
Thank you so much, Mike.
All right, our number is 877, thanks, David, 877-807-4048 is the telephone number, and we're talking about things that Dr. Joy Brown would find interesting, and we got plenty more coming your way. Thank you for listening.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 Listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3711. No apps, no data, no internet needed. And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-477-3711. Now you can listen to Dr. Joy Brown when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 Listen line number today, 605-477-3711. Got it? Call 605-477-3711.
Safety. If you know me, you know how seriously I take it. I live, eat, and breathe safety. In fact, safety is my middle name. I went to the DMV and changed it last week. First name, Mr. Middle name, Safety. Last name, ! When it comes to safety, Grainger's got my back. They've got over 100,000 safety products. Grainger helps keep our facility safe and our people safer. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Listen to what Dave Ryan says about Andro 400.
Andro 400, I really love it. It's amazing to me that I feel so good. I've lost 50 pounds. I was a size 38 waist. I've gone down to a 32 waist. My mood has changed. I don't get stressed out. It gave me so much more energy. Energy to walk. Energy to play sports. Everything is starting to work again. It feels like I'm 25. My wife is happy. I'm so happy. I'm just a completely different man. I'm taking this stuff to the grave with me.
Men, have you lost energy and gained belly fat? Are you feeling stressed out? Fight back with Andro 400, the safe, natural, and inexpensive way to increase your testosterone. For over a decade, Andro 400 has helped men lose belly fat, gain energy, and feel 20 years younger. go to andro400.com, andro400.com, or call 888-400-0435, 888-400-0435.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Lots of great people have been calling, and I'm very grateful to have the opportunity to speak one-on-one with several people in the audience listening. Radio is a funny medium. At its best, it's one-on-one times a million. We're going to talk to Lucille in New York. Lucille, thank you for joining us on the Dr. Joy Brown Show. I'm Michael.
Hi. I just wanted to call to remind your listeners, I don't know if anyone remembers, but one thing Dr. Joy Brown did say when someone passed that you loved was you always live on in the hearts and minds of those who loved you and that you loved and the parts that you touched. And so I'm trying to remember that because I'm really, really broken up over this.
Did you just find out about it on this program?
Well, yeah, I found out I'm a podcast listener, and I guess she had been gone for a few weeks, and I didn't even know it.
That's the
problem.
So
I was listening to the reruns, and yesterday I was stunned. I put on the Friday podcast.
Right.
because I have a cleaning business, and I always listen to her throughout my day. It keeps me, you know, I'm learning and keeps me from getting bored. And then I heard you on, and I thought it was just the replacement for the moment. Maybe she had gone on vacation. And when you had said that she died, I was just done. My whole day was, I lost my energy. It was really unbelievable. I feel like I've lost a good friend, and I've always, you know, I know she's always been there. If I had a problem, call Dr. Joy, you know, she'll help you through it. So, anyway.
She would be so gratified to hear you say that, because that gave great meaning to her work, that she was there if you needed it. Call Dr. Joy if you have a problem. I am personally devastated that I have to be the one to tell you this, that I'm the one that's bearing this news to millions of people. But
exactly.
I stepped up to the plate because Bernadette and I are a couple that have been very close to Joy. We go back with Joy before we even go back with each other. It was a remarkable friendship that we had with her. And I realized when I volunteered to take this on, and it's not like I don't have anything else to do during the day. This has been a crazy few days, and I'm going to be here for a while. But it's very important to me. But I realized, oh my gosh, I'm going to be the one telling people. And you know what they say, don't shoot the messenger.
I know. Because when I heard you say it, I'm like, what is he saying?
Yeah. You know, and then everybody, whoever hears my name again, is going to go, oh, that's the guy that told me this. I'll tell you an experience I had just earlier today. One radio station out there that has not carried the Dr. Joy Brown show, but the owner of the station had a high respect for her and knew her personally as a friend and knows me. They preempted the Alex Jones show, which is also a GCN show, on their radio station, and put the tribute show to Dr. Joy Brown on. And I said, why did you do that? He says, because I love you, Michael, and I love Joy, and we wanted to have our listeners here. But the people that are listening for Alex Jones, that they don't know Dr. Joy Brown. And they're not only are they going to hear this bad news about somebody, but they're going to hear the bad news in lieu of what they tuned in for. I said, these people are going to hate me forever. I'm finished, you know, forever. I'll always be the guy that was there when they didn't want me. And, you know, not that I'm feeling sorry for myself, but I guess I'm just venting about my own personal feelings about how tough this is.
I can imagine, you know.
Yeah, you know, so.
We appreciate all that you're doing, you know. I'm tuning in every day just to hear everyone and, you know, and you did a great job on Friday. So
it was a challenging broadcast because I was on with some great broadcasters themselves, and it's out there now. It, you know what it is? It's in today's world, Lucille, in today's modern media.
Yeah.
You know, in the old days, you do a radio show and it was gone forever. It was over. Now it's like publishing. This conversation that you and I are having will exist forever. Forever, yeah. Potentially, for anybody to archive it 10,000 years from now, some scientist will be listening to us. I hope.
Well, you know, you're right, because when I heard, sometimes I hear Dr. Joy with a rerun if she was ill or away, and sometimes some of my calls would come on from like 10 years ago. I hear myself.
Pretty weird, isn't it?
Yeah. I just had one on a couple weeks ago. We were talking about domestic violence. So it was a replay of my call.
Wow.
So,
you're right. I'm honored to talk to you, Lucille. You sound like a wonderful woman, and Joy would
thank
be
you.
Very, very happy. She's smiling on you right now for what
you
said.
Oh, thank you so much. I really appreciate it. Thank you for taking my call.
My privilege. Thank you. Let's go to Tony, who's calling from the great nation of Canada. Tony, welcome to the program.
Hi, how are you today?
I'm okay, considering. I'm hanging in. What part of Canada are you in?
I'm a truck driver.
Fairly all over Canada.
Stuff.
I'm
all
sorry.
All over the U.S. too, but I probably listened to her for 25 or 30 years. I don't even know. Can't even remember. But back when I first got a computer, I actually downloaded her affiliates and their times, and I would try and get it if I was in the area. But that didn't work very well either. So
Well, in today's world, Tony, you don't need to really have an affiliate. You're just online and people can hear it. I have no idea how many people are listening to us live or listening to rebroadcasts or listening directly to it as a podcast at gcnlive.com. This is an era of cross-platform broadcasting. And I got to tell you, within the industry, it's creating havoc in terms of what we call form and content. It used to be you make a radio show for the radio. If you made a radio show for FM, you made it in stereo. If you're printing for a newspaper, it's black and white. If you're printing for a magazine, it would be color. If you're doing a program for the stage, it'd be live. If you're making a movie, whether it's CinemaScope or everything had its place. Today, you don't know where your product is, and it's a very challenging time in the media business. But what are your thoughts today, Tony? Share them with us.
Well, my whole world changed when she came out with a podcast. I was listening to reruns, but I heard every podcast she ever did.
Oh my! Have you ever called her?
No, I always thought that I would, just to say, I enjoyed her show, and, I think she made me a better person.
Wow. If Joy is listening someplace, somewhere, which I tend to believe she is, that means the world to her that people who she's never spoken to are stepping up and calling in to express their views about her and about her program, the two closest things you could think of in expressing a person's, professional work. Tremendous.
Yeah.
I'm pleased you had a chance to do that. So Tony, yep. you drive across country. You drive across countries. What kind of trucking do you do?
Well, I haul auto parts. So mostly Ohio, Indiana, back into Canada.
And are you Canadian or are you a U.S. citizen?
Canadian.
I see. All right, well, very, very good. I appreciate your call. Thank you so much.
Yep. Thank you.
Tony from Canada. Bernadette, I'll tell you, we've had a number of callers. You know how they say in talk radio, first-time caller? Well, these are first-time callers who had never called her. So that tells you how much the show meant to people that are not necessarily callers, but listeners, and how it related to them.
And I'm reminded of how this is the kind of stuff that you don't learn in school. You know, this emotional intelligence that Joy talked about, that you're talking about right now, this is the stuff that we grapple with, because when real life throws you these zingers, how am I supposed to react to things? And Joy was able to capture that, and then the callers do too, because they call in with their problems. Callers did me a favor, and I was glued as a talk show producer behind the glass. I was glued to listening to the content of the show, just to hear real life, because people are anonymous. You know, just the first name calling in with a problem. Wow, we're all the same inside.
But but radio anonymity tends to not be as potentially negative as internet anonymity. The first name from a place, people tend to still put their best foot forward and be responsible, try to speak truths. I mean, you do hear on some of the political talk show hosts, political talk shows or sports shows, you hear the occasional nasty wacko. But program like this, listen to the quality of these callers. Just amazing. I want to hear more. 877-807-4048. That's the number to call. I'm Michael Harrison. That's Bernadette Duncan. You know who you are. I want to meet you. Please give us a call.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Is your dog or cat part of the family? Would you do just about anything to keep them healthy and happy? Of course you're nodding your head yes. Then you should consider pet health insurance. Let me tell you about Healthy Paws Pet Insurance. Healthy Paws Pet Insurance is the number one consumer-rated pet insurance in the U.S. They'll reimburse you for up to 90% of your vet bill if your furry family member gets sick or hurt. And you'll be surprised how affordable pet insurance can be and how much money it'll save you if something goes wrong. You can get a free quote in less than a minute at drjoypets.com. That's drjoypets.com. Healthy Paws is a fan favorite for a reason. They're a team of passionate pet parents working to take the stress out of caring for a sick pet. You know, I grew up with dogs, Rita and Penny, and I currently have Wyatt, my grandpuppy, that I would do anything to protect. The best part is I don't have to make a choice between giving them the best medical care and depleting my bank account. To get your free pet insurance quote now, go to drjoypets.com. That's drjoypets.com, drjoypets.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Something shocking just happened in a Coast Guard unit in San Diego. The old guys in the unit have turned the tables and are now destroying the young bucks in head-to-head fitness tests. How is this even possible? Turns out the old guys in this unit have been part of a special test group for a doctor-formulated fountain of youth drink called Patriot Power Greens. Patriot Power Greens has been so effective for many of the older soldiers that it's made their achy joints, stiff muscles, and lack of energy a thing of the past. Previously, this drink was only available to elite military units. But for a limited time, the creator of Patriot Power Greens has set aside a small number of free sample packs specifically for our conservative friends. But you must act fast. Due to the high demand from members of the Coast Guard, our supply is extremely limited right now.
To claim your free samples of Patriot Power Greens, go to greens75.com. That's greens75.com. greens75.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937. Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Advice for Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
I'm Michael Harrison with Bernadette Duncan, and we're taking calls at 877-807-4048. Program is emanating today, as it has for the past few days, from the studios at the trade magazine Talkers Magazine, which is a trade publication in the talk media world, talk radio, talk television, talk satellite, talk internet, talk. And we're taking calls, and we're talking to people, and we're talking about Joy Brown, and we're talking about subjects that Joy would enjoy talking about. I believe we have Ellen in Seattle on the line. Ellen, you're on the Joy Brown Show.
I want to thank you so much for doing this show. When I heard, I couldn't believe it, that Joy had died. Mm-hmm. I needed to have some kind of closure or needed to do something about my grief, because I listened to her for decades while I was doing my work on the days that I wasn't at work. When I was at home, I mean, I looked so forward to listening to her. Always, she was so wise, and I thought I could always phone, and she helped me with two aspects of my life.
So you have called her in the past and a couple of times?
I have. I'm actually a trained professional in the health field, but I'm mainly trained, you know, in the medical aspect. And while I have worked with teams where I have psychologists or psychiatrists, I oftentimes worked solo on my assignments. I had to go in, and sometimes, you know, I just felt I never phoned her about my cases because I'd find ways of dealing with those. And I do have some background, some psych background in my training, but I felt she was a national treasure that could help individuals. And about my own personal problems was the other way that she helped me. And I always felt, as far as being a professional, I felt like I could refer my patients to get mental health counseling because of Joy. There's a stereotype about mental health that people are nuts. And it was hard to refer people for counseling. But in my mind, at least I could refer them because I could think if they had a counselor like Dr. Joy, a psychologist like Dr. Joy, which I'm sure they wouldn't be as lucky to get, but still, it was okay for me not to have to try to handle everything myself, which is what my agency wanted anyway, us to refer people if they need help, that there's, you know, people can get help out there, and that's and she made it seem so accessible.
So what did you, Ellen? So what you're saying is you referred people a little bit quicker than you might have before to a psychologist in general, or you told them to listen to her show, or both?
Both.
Wow.
But yeah, I felt okay referring people, and I love listening to her show. I was so devastated when I heard she died so sudden. I mean, I didn't expect that. I mean, I was going through grief myself. One of the things I used to phone about is, I mean, I phoned several times, and I phoned about in-law problems, neighbor problems. I have a child with a disability, and I even phoned, I don't know how it came up, about my never learning how to swim, even though I've taken several courses. And she was so sweet. She said, she implied, geez, if you could only make it to New York, I know I could teach you how to swim. And I couldn't believe it. Anyway, she was so nice, and I'm one of them that she scolded.
Because
I was so devastated with the Black Lives Matter, you know, the guys being shot and killed. Terrible for the police, terrible for the blacks, young men. I kept thinking of my children. I mean, it really upset me. And anyway.
Wow, so you were upset by the entire human experience of it as opposed to taking sides or getting angry.
Exactly.
Oh, my gosh, I wish more people were like you.
Counseled me that because I'm an activist, I think I always have to take action. And I was trying to figure out what all to do. And she told me what my husband has told me repeatedly, that I need to learn to listen more, too, that is an action, too. And then I can decide what to do.
Well, also, I would think that Joy would say, and I certainly know I would say, and maybe even your husband would say, sometimes we have to clean up our own backyards before we can tell other people how to live. And if more people did that and took activism in their own life as opposed to considered themselves exempt from the human condition, but quick to point out other people's problems and to protest or demonstrate or boycott or yak and complain and spread poison, we'd be a better world. And I think that's what Joy would have said, and I suspect that's what your husband says, and I think deep down inside, based on what you've told me, that you're a rare, fair, wonderful individual. So
Thank you. But I just want to repeat that I felt she was a national treasure available to everybody, and I told her that, and I'm glad I told her that.
Well, I'll tell you, knowing her personally as a friend and as a colleague, she would have really appreciated that. She would have really appreciated it. And as I said before, but it bears saying again, perhaps, you know, somehow in the cosmic scheme of things, she is aware of this conversation and smiling down on you. So, Ellen, I hope that you continue, you know, in the positive light of things and have a good life and spread wisdom and spread uplifting information to people. You know, be a force for good.
I try.
It's a good side to be on. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
All right, that's Ellen in Seattle. We've been getting calls from all over the country. And it's fascinating to me as a media practitioner how a program such as this exists in that timeless cyberspace of the 21st century where people are hearing it in delay, they're hearing it the next day, they're hearing it in a podcast, they're hearing it on their computer. Some people are good old-fashioned AM/FM radio listeners, although Bernadette, it's getting harder and harder to find a radio in this world. It's just an amazingly modern era. In the next hour, I'm going to play a clip that I have of Joy in a conversation with me. I host a podcast called Up Close and Far Out with Michael Harrison. It's all part of my work in the media. And it's with media people. Its theme is rewiring the human nervous system. And I have a clip of Joy and I talking about the loss of privacy that is a negative byproduct of this amazing digital era in which we live. We're going to talk a little bit about that. We're going to take more calls, 877-807-4048. Bernadette Duncan is with me here in the studio. I'm Michael Harrison. Justin is at the controls. I'd like to hear from you. Give me a call, 877-807-4048. Thank you.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
Has neck, back, or shoulder pain got you down? Go to sunshine-pillows.com and get soothing comfort, support, and pain relief fast. Their microwavable heat therapy pillows and wraps treat neck and shoulder pain, reduce stress, and relax the soul. An ergonomic pillow from Sunshine Pillows supports your head and neck on long trips or when simply resting at home. Be good to yourself. Visit sunshine-pillows.com. Sunshine-pillows.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.